Last night, Dane County Judge Susan Crawford easily won her bid to join the state's highest court against former state attorney general Brad Schimmel. The race was the nation's most expensive court election of all time, more than doubling the amount spent in Wisconsin's last Supreme Court contest 2 years ago. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez has the story.
All right, Wisconsin, we did it.
Last night, about an hour after the polls closed, Democratic-backed Dane County Judge Susan Crawford addressed supporters in Madison. She thanked them for pushing her past the finish line as Wisconsin Supreme Court's newest justice.
And to the people of Wisconsin, thank you!
In her acceptance speech, she reminisced about growing up in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and how that small-town upbringing is what Wisconsinites can expect from her on the bench. Hard work, common sense, honesty, and telling right from wrong.
But I've got to tell you, as a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world.
Billionaire Elon Musk, along with the groups he funds, spent over $21 million in the state's race. Meanwhile, in a Marriott conference room tucked in a business park in the suburbs of Milwaukee, Brad Schimmel conceded the race to a rowdy crowd of supporters.
Yeah, I've called Judge Crawford and conceded. You gotta accept the results.
What day is it today? April Fool's?
Yeah, right. I'm not up here making any joke. This is the numbers aren't gonna turn around.
Justices serve staggered 10-year terms, and this race guarantees a liberal majority on the court for the next 3 years. It was also a nod to abortion access, protecting union power, and controlling congressional mapping. For some voters, it was also a rejection of Donald Trump and Elon Musk.
The democracy wins.
This is Serena Sato from Madison, who canvassed for Crawford.
They cannot buy all of our votes, and that what they are doing now is deeply unpopular.
The election set a new record for national spending on a state Supreme Court race, with a figure coming in close to $100 million. And while the night brought relief to voters from both sides, citing an end to political ads and mailers, and for some voters, an end to Elon Musk's campaigning in the state, it also signaled a new normal with 3 upcoming years of Supreme Court elections in Wisconsin. Jimmy Gutierrez, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.